Do you know who this next guest is?
No, genuinely no.
Okay,
idea.
Good.
And I know they're not here.
So that means that none of us in the studio know. We can all close our eyes and play along.
It's either on the phone or on ISDN, and I don't know which one.
Oh, right. Oh, they're not in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, fine.
So you don't have to close your eyes.
Fine.
I might.
Tina,
anyway.
You do.
Okay.
Because you're a girl.
Yeah.
Mm. So Alan will give me the thumbs up when the mystery guest is on the line and we'll talk to them. Oh, ready to go?
Yeah, ready to go. OS1.
Right, so I don't get this at all. I don't know why.
No.
They're on an outside source one, OS1.
OS1.
Yeah. All right, so the mystery guest has been prepped.
Yes, they
have.
They
know to only say yes or no
yes,
in a
have.
Voice which is not their own.
Yes, they have.
Okay. Who would like to start?
I'd like to start.
All right, okay. You start with our mystery guest.
Good morning, mystery guest. My first question to you is, are you a woman?
No. Oh,
okay. No.
Strong start.
I'm going to jump in with, are you a man?
Yes.
Right, yes.
Okay, are you a man from the world of acting?
Oh, no.
That's a no.
Are you a man from the world of TV presenting?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh.
Are you a singer?
No.
I'm not a singer either.
Wow. Go on.
Anybody.
Which goes it? Go on, yeah. Are you a sportsman?
No.
Oh.
Are you a funny man, a comedian?
Yes.
Okay. Are you British?
Yes.
Okay, you're British. Are you from the north of England?
This is Long Man again.
Have you been on this show in the past, I don't know, 6 months, roughly?
Why do you ask that question all the time, Tina? Who?
Listen,
okay, all right, so hang on. Tina, who are you thinking of?
No one in particular.
So the question has no relevance to anything else you've been asking. It's like going, do you like daffodils?
But have you?
Yes.
There you go.
Mystery guest, are you... Mystery guest, are you in the UK now?
Yes.
Right, okay. I'm intrigued as to why they're on...
They're involved in a project that means they can't be here.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, go away. Go ahead, Ross. Sorry, go ahead.
Go away.
Bye-bye.
Mystery guest, would we have seen you on the TV involved in charity work in addition to your comedic repertoire?
Yeah.
I know who it is.
Okay, I think I know who it is as well.
Well, if you think you know who it is, take a guess.
Okay.
I have an idea, but I'm not sure.
Well, do you know what? I don't know why I've got this in my head, because actually you've suggested your name before, but I wonder, is today's mystery guest John Bishop?
David Walliams.
What?
Yes, it is.
Yay!
I'm sorry to be David Walliams.
Is that your impression of David Walliams?
No, it's not me. It's my impression of David Walliams trying to not be David Walliams.
Right, okay, I got you.
It's a good voice, John.
I tell you what, if you've ever tried and see David Walliams not being David Walliams, that's a brilliant impression.
That is true. How are you, John?
I'm very good, sir. How are you?
I am brilliant. I'm intrigued as to where you are, do I ask?
I'm in our house.
Oh, yeah. But are you filming at the moment?
I've just done... last night I was filming a new series for Sky, which will be out in January.
Is this acting?
No, this is like a comedy show. It's called Only Joking. It's all funny people saying jokes, and I asked you to say a joke, and you said I'm far too busy.
No.
Because I'm now in musical theatre.
No, because they wanted to film me, like, this week or next week, and it's like, I've got the radio show and the music and everything. I can't...
Hey, listen, move on. Radio show's gone.
No, don't...
Need another job.
It's not
gone. Got you one.
It's
come
not...
and tell us some jokes.
But, you know, I don't know if... But you know what, though, John? If you want jokes, go to my dad or Jody.
I want your dad. See, I don't really want you. I'm trying to get to your dad through you.
Yeah, good luck finding a joke which is broadcastable. Now, listen, before we say anything else, can I just say, you doing straight acting on the BBC in Accused was awesome, John.
Oh, thank you.
You've impressed a lot of people, John.
Thank you, thank you. I'll be dead honest with you. When it was going on, the first one last week, I couldn't tell you how nervous I was, because I just thought, there's a chance I'm rubbish at this. And I was, you know what it's like in telly, and I'm working with absolutely brilliant people, and no one, when you're filming something's going to go up and go, sorry mate, I think you were a bit pants. They always go, oh, you were wonderful, you were great, and I think, you're all lying. You're all lying to me, but it was just trying to keep up with them. The script was brilliant. The actors were brilliant. It was ace. So
really good. And I had no idea you'd even done this. I didn't know anything about it. And I put it on, and it was, blimey, it was dark. But, and also not. Like, my only criticism of it was there were just elements of it that weren't believable. Like, you know, you getting
off of Sheridan Smith.
No, yeah, Danny. That's never going to happen in a million years, let's be honest.
Thanks, Chris.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Don't build me up, pierce me bubble.
Sheridan likes a drink, though, doesn't she? I mean,
not anymore, I don't
does
think.
She not?
No.
I think she's dry. I think she's.
She's because she's got too much on, and she's a fantastic actress.
She really is.
She's lovely.
And someone says we've got. You know, the funniest thing about it, there was a scene for those who didn't see it where my kids find out that I've been knocking off this nurse, so I've been knocking Sheridan
romantic.
Off. And so what he says is, look, we're not going to film it, we just need the sounds. So they took me into a sound studio, and the director's a little fella from Glasgow called David Blaze, a little grey-haired fella who looks like he should work on the docks, he's got a big tash. And he went, right, look at that microphone, make noises like you're making love. And I went, oh. I said, look, mate, I said, I can't do when you're looking at me, when all right. And he just turned around, so I was looking at the back of his head. I said, that's not helping. I'll start making it better. I'm looking at the back of a fella from Glasgow's head. She's loving it.
Well, you were great. It was weird seeing you kind of like, it's obviously, there are elements of it that are extremely heartbreakingly sad. And seeing you like that, it was like, I wanted to give my telly a little bit of a hug, John, if I'm honest.
Nice.
But anyway, how's the family? How's the tour? How's everything?
Everything's great. Everything's great. I've just done that last telly commitment, and then that's it now, really. As of next week, I'm just building up for the tour. Looking forward to it, starting off in Cardiff, and then it's all off, head
when,
down.
When does the tour start, John?
It starts, I think it's the 21st of September in Cardiff.
Right.
I think it's the 21st. Basically, next week I've got a few more run-ins in Dublin, Bournemouth and Plymouth, and then that's it. In 2 weeks' time I'm on the road, and it goes right through then to November. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's all new stuff that I've been working on in the clubs, and it's brilliant. I'm dead excited. Saw the set yesterday. So exciting. It's good. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's all new material that he's got from my dad, Jody, Ginger Tim. Yeah, all
it's
the lads.
It's Chris Moyles, the Moyles family tribute show.
And that's the roller coaster tour.
It is, yeah.
There you are. Well, I hope there's more ups than downs.
Hey, I'm loving that. Never ends, you see. You've got it in your bones, son.
Thank you. Thanks very much, John. I appreciate it.
So listen, I've got to say, because I have to say, as this show's coming to an end, I've got to thank you and the team for the support that was engendered from this show and then throughout Radio 1, but particularly with you for the sport relief efforts, because all the money raised, the proportion that was generated from the support given by you and your team in particular was immeasurable, absolutely immeasurable. Well, so thank you.
You're very welcome, John.
Thank you, John.
You did the hard stuff, we did the easy stuff, so...
Yeah, but listen, mate, in all honesty, I didn't, because what I did had no significance if people didn't get behind it. And honestly, you're a massive driving force for that. And I've done for that charity year on year. So whatever happens with you in the future, you've certainly got you've got your medals.
Well, bless you. It's very nice of you.
Thank you, John.
And now, you know, I'll be able to hang out with you more. I'm thinking about coming and living with you for a little bit.
Come, mate. Come.
Yeah.
Come, Dave's cousin's round the corner. He's got a vegetable patch.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Well, we share a local pub now, don't we? So.
Yeah, we've got a local pub. We've got everything that you can possibly need here.
Oh,
everything. And you know what? I'll even get you some toys.
Oh,
you
brilliant.
Know, like a space opera or something.
I love that.
Something that amuses the small mind.
Right,
for a
long
time.
Just get me Buckaroo and a space hopper, and I'll be as happy as a
Well, when
happy
are you
boy.
On tour? You're off, aren't you?
Yeah, so we got one more week of the show, five shows after this, so on or next week. And then finish on Friday next week, and then the following Friday I start in Superstar.
Wow. Mm, we're coming.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you won't be able to make it because you'll be on tour at the same time.
When I say we're coming, Melanie's got it already. There's a post-it note right in my face.
Really?
Book tickets.
What, book tickets? You don't have tickets yet?
No, well, I saw the lady yesterday at the MEN when we were looking at the new set. And I said, can I have tickets? And she said, you certainly can.
Oh, brilliant. I didn't know it works like that. In that case, so when I play that, I'll go, can I get tickets for John Bishop?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She never said I was getting them for free.
Oh, well, I'll get you tickets. I'll
no,
buy you
mate,
tickets.
I'm not after a freebie.
I'm not after
a freebie.
There won't be free, I'll
I
buy them.
I want to see you in musical theatre. I will pay a lot of money.
To be honest, John, I'm only on for 4 minutes of an hour and a half show, so I could just sneak you in.
Time, that's not the first time you've said I'm only on for 4 minutes.
Hey!
Boom, boom. Get a little bit of smut in before nine.
All right, well, listen, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. Give my love to Mel and all the family and everything. And good luck with the tour, and I will come and see you.
Yeah, yeah. And as I say, good luck to you and the team. You'll all go somewhere, but you'll all do something great. And the time that you've spent filling our airways, I'm sure most people will consider, has been one of those moments where you think, there's been moments, I've got to be honest with you, where I've been listening saying, Chris, will you shut up and play a record? the nation's done that. But honestly, you've got big boots to fill, and I look forward to catching up soon.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Nice one, John.
Thank you, John.
See you soon, mate.
I'm going to cry.
Good luck with the tour, John. Yeah.
Take care, everyone.
Cheers, pal. See you, John.
Bye.
John Bishop, ladies and gentlemen.
What a very, very nice
bloke. He starts his roller coaster tour. And so me and him will be passing each other on the M1.
You will, yeah. You'll be stopping in service stations.
Nice, isn't it?
Mm.
All right. Let's do the final goal now ever. The